Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Been talking about the NCAA, the women's regional was scheduled for Portland. Some people apparently bought tickets, Googled NCAA regional. They ended up on a third-party website where they bought tickets. Wouldn't have been a problem, except the women's NCAA basketball regional in Portland was canceled. Now, the NCAA got back to me during the commercial break. I got an email from the NCAA saying, look, go to NCAA. I'll literally read the email. You can purchase tickets to the NCAA championship events directly at NCAA.com when they are available. Start there. Unfortunately, they say when a ticket is purchased on a third-party site, that third-party site controls the refund policy. The NCAA can recommend that they issue refunds, but some of these companies face bankruptcy, are facing bankruptcy, and are trying to just stay in business, and maybe that's why they're being a little bit shady with their refund policy. My wife has stepped into studio. I have filled her in on this. She's been paying attention to this because she's always around, always hanging around the show.
Yeah, that's just me. I'm like a groupie.
You are the groupie of the show. look, you're an investigative reporter. You hear a story like this?
Oh, it's just heartbreaking because, you know, it only gets more complicated as time goes on. Websites only look more and more sophisticated and more like, you know, NCAA.org or whatever legitimate agency you are hoping to purchase from. You know, I think it's easy to fall for. I mean, I'm looking at that website now, and yeah, I would fall for that, right? Like,
yeah.
But so you're saying, is Ticketmaster okay to buy from?
The NCAA says that if you buy it at NCAA.com, they would have issued a refund. They did.
Yeah.
But you go to any third-party seller.
Okay.
You're on your own. Now,
yeah.
NCAA has told those third parties. Now, I think Ticketmaster is probably more reputable than ticket-center.com.
Yeah.
When you deal with a third party, you're kind of at the mercy of the third party. Now, StubHub, Ticketmaster, those are name brands.
Right.
This other thing, I don't know.
But, yeah, and that's the thing is we don't know what their profit margins are.
Look at this website.
The thing for me is, like, with entities that are established, they've got long-term customer satisfaction in mind, right? Like, you know, even dealing with, like, we take essentially one big family vacation a year. We save up for it. We plan for it. We go, you know, to Central Oregon. And it's kind of become our little like summer tradition.
We literally have a savings account, or if we have spare money, we go, all right, this money's going into the fund.
Yes, the adventure fund.
We save all year for this.
Yes. And so, you know, this year with all the COVID stuff, we were facing the cancellation deadline and trying to figure out what to do because we didn't want to be out the money.
And I want to point out, Judah, you mentioned VRBO. This was a VRBO reservation that we had, right?
Yeah.
So the cancellation policy was coming up. I remember this. We had literally set an alert on the calendar.
Right.
And
to be responsible grown-ups.
It popped up and it said, all right, today is the day if we're going to cancel to get a full refund.
Uh-huh.
Now, poor you ended up with the job of calling VRBO to try to get the refund.
Well, yeah, because what they tried to do, you know, is they push you to the website, which is go to the website and you can make changes to your reservation. Well, if you go to the website, really all you can do is say, hey, I don't think we're coming. And then they issue a credit for you to use within the next year or so. That's all you can do.
That's
via
the default.
The website. That's the default.
Is the credit 100% or 110%?
Yeah, it was like 110%. So they're 110%. Trying to give you some incentive.
Okay. So if you just go to the website,
yeah,
the easy thing that they give you is cancel, but we give you a credit, we keep your money.
Yes.
Okay, that's the easy thing.
Right.
That's savvy of them.
Right.
Now, you decided you didn't want to do the easy thing.
Well, we talked about it because it's like, you know, we'd rather
just have
that. Yeah, it is a lot of money to us, and we'd rather have it in hand because we just don't know what's going to happen in the next year and a half. So that resulted in me being on the phone for, no jokes, it was like 95, it was a 95 minute hold to get through at like 7:30 at night to speak to a human to cancel the reservation and get our money back.
And I was in the room as you were on hold, and I was like, she's still dealing with this? And then ultimately you got on the phone, and it wasn't that easy because you said, he kept saying, like, are you sure?
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
Was he at it? Was he, like, throwing incentives at you, or what was the deal?
Yeah, it's kind of like, well, are you sure you get 110? You know, they're trying to get you to not cancel. But ultimately, you know, this is an established business, and they want us to continue to do business with them. And so, we had reached out directly, I think, to the property owner, too, to be like, hey, are you willing to extend the cancellation window? Because we really want to book with you, but we're a little skittish about, you know.
Yeah.
Doing
so that we ended up canceling. We got the money back, or we got the bulk of the money back. We didn't get the actual booking fee back until yesterday.
Oh, really?
I don't know if you noticed that?
No, you look at the bank account.
Yesterday, the booking fee pops up.
Oh, it took a while. Okay.
Which was a few hundred bucks, like, to book this place.
Yeah.
And in addition to the what you pay for the nightly thing. So they finally refunded everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I think VRBO, we would use them again. Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Would
I mean,
we?
Yeah, despite
maybe
the hour and a half whole process.
This other thing, I think some of the frustration that these people are having that have called in and have emailed me is that they can't get an answer from this ticketscammer.com place.
Yeah, there's no human.
Nobody's giving them an answer,
reach.
And
yeah.
I think they're scared that they're going to lose their money totally.
Sure.
Like the $350 is done.
Yeah.
But I'm looking on their site right now. They could buy Oregon Ducks football tickets. They could buy Oregon State tickets. They can buy Pendleton Roundup tickets. They can go see Def Leppard or Luke Bryan or Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
Problem is, we don't know if any of those events are even going to happen.
Yeah.
So why would they do that? So they're sitting around, I think, in limbo.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's one of those things when you're making a big purchase like that, and you just want that sort of guarantee to go with a known entity, because you want the ability to get your money back if something happens.
You have done numerous stories as an investigative reporter, Emmy-winning reporter, over two decades in the market. What do you find as sort of advice? Like, tell me what you tell my parents or your parents when it comes to online transactions, transactions via email and phone. Like, what scams have you seen?
It's just, it's shocking to me that, you know, scammers will go to the ends of the earth to try and find victims, and it obviously works for them. So, and it's amazing how much of it still works. Like, when you're getting, just literally don't answer calls from any numbers that you don't know. If it's important enough, they will leave a voicemail and you should call them back. It's like, it's still incredible to me that, you know, anybody would call you and ask you for really personal information and that you would, like, divulge it without knowing for sure who was on the other end of the line. At the very least, get their number and say, I'll call you back. That way, you know, you can at least try to verify whether they are who they say they are. And it's sad, you know, in this day and age, because, I mean, the technology is not on the side of people who are not familiar with it, right? It's
right
on the side of the scammers. And so the scammers are just more and more deft and able to, you know, make their numbers look like they're coming from a local number or even from someone in your contact list. It's nuts. So it's just, and you can tell people till you're blue in the face, but all they need is that like 1% to fall for it. And, you know, it's payday.
A subject I never thought we'd talk about on this show, we'll talk about next. I want to ask you, because you, speaking of scams, you did a story on a military romance scam.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to tell the audience about that next. All right, leave it right here. You got the BFT. You You can join Team Canzano by texting BFT to 484848. If you haven't done that already, get on that. When we do have games to go to, you'll be the first in line to get tickets, be part of giveaways, get breaking news, and also receive the weekly newsletter. Text BFT to 484848. My wife, Anna, joins me every day on the show at 2:30. She's in the studio. Military romance scams. How did you stumble on that one?
I can't remember, but it is one of the most disturbing type of scams I've ever talked about, reported on. It's where scammers basically take social media posts from people who are deployed, usually overseas, and pose, so they create a fake profile using that person's social media photos. Usually they pick people who are parents and they're showing pictures of themselves with their kids. And they're doing this in the effort to reach out to potential victims and say, hey, I'm deployed overseas and I'm short on money this month. My kids are stuck at home. I really need to send them some money. Do you think you could, like, you know, wire me some money or send me a gift card that I could get to my kids? And they start with smaller asks like that, and they are targeting people who are lonely, divorced, widowed.
Is there a male or female bent to it? Like, is it more often, you know, I'm a guy, I'm overseas, I'm in Afghanistan, and I'm targeting, like, you know, a lady who's lonely online? Or do they use an attractive woman's photo and try to reel in men?
Both. I'm not sure what the percentage is on them. The woman that I interviewed was a member of the military who'd had her identity stolen like hundreds of times. Like, almost every day she finds another fake profile based on photos that she has posted of herself while working.
Wow. Why her? Why would they? Why? What is it about her?
She's cute. I mean, you know, she's attractive and cute. And, you know, I guess I just physically, from a physical standpoint, is eye-catching. And she's going to lure, you know, they used her photos to lure in so many men who thought that they were having this deep emotional relationship with her.
Oh, wow.
Only to find out that, you know, she's not that person. And then she had really awkward encounters with people electronically, and some even in person.
Okay, so they don't know.
No.
They're not aware that she isn't aware.
Right.
That this is going on until literally she finds her picture. So they reach out to her ultimately after they've been scammed,
mm-hmm.
thinking it's her that did the scamming.
Right.
Like, oh, I sent you money and then you ghosted me after that.
Right.
Oh,
or even
man.
On an emotional level, like you were in love with her. Right. And so now they're angry. So, like, she explains how over and over again she's had to break up with so many men who thought that they were in this intimate, extensive relationship with her. And she had to explain it wasn't me. And they can't even wrap their heads around it.
Is she
it. It's
married?
Crazy.
Like, is she?
No, I think she's single. I think she's a single mom.
The ultimate twist would be if she ended up having a relationship with one of the guys that she wasn't having a relationship before.
Yeah.
That would be the twist.
Right.
What isn't there some recourse? I mean, could she go to Facebook? And is it Facebook that they're most likely doing this on, or are they go on Instagram? They go everywhere.
Instagram is pretty popular for that now because it's so visually based.
Mm.
And I think Facebook, I mean, even though Facebook owns Instagram, Facebook has seemingly done a better job of cracking down on fake accounts.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah, it's nuts, isn't it? I mean, that she's having to break up with men, like, daily.
I'm sorry, it's not working out. It's
literally
me, it's not you. Really?
No.
Even though we've never communicated.
It actually wasn't me.
It's not me, it's you.
And it is you.
And by the way, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. Like, I have yet to meet a person who is in the military that would reach out to civilians on social media and ask them to send money. Like, what's the Department of Defense say about this? What is
you know,
the Army saying?
Yeah, I mean, they're very aware of this. There are efforts being made. You know, she said an easy way to sort through what's fake and what's not is if the person refuses to ever do a video chat with you. And, you know, like, usually the excuse from the scammer will be, well, I'm on this, like, clandestine mission, and so we can't FaceTime, we can't do any kind of video chat, and, And she says, look for the email address that they're corresponding from, because anybody who's truly in the military has a .mil, you know, suffix on their email. And it's just another case of, you know, major buyer beware kind of thing.
Too good to be true. Probably is. Alabama Adriana, does this, like, you're young, you're the young person on this staff. You hear this. Has anybody ever tried to catfish you, steal your images? Have you ever been contacted by anybody who said, hey, I thought I was in contact with you and I'm not?
No, I've never had that experience of like somebody using my pictures, but I was with a friend who found our other friend's picture and a fake profile of him on their Tinder. So we immediately told him about it because they used a different name.
I had that years ago happen.
Yeah, and it was just a really weird experience because he did have a Tinder, but this other person was also using his pictures. So it was just weird. Yeah.
This was probably 10, 11 years ago.
I was going to say, you're on Tinder?
No, not on Tinder.
Hold on.
No, I had somebody reach out and say, hey, by the way, somebody was on some dating site using my picture that was my picture from like the Oregonian. It was some scammer was using my mugshot on a dating website. And I was like, well, I guess I'm doing well.
Yeah,
out there.
You took it as a compliment. Right.
Nick is in Seattle and has called in. Nick, what's up, man?
Well, I called in to admit, John, that it was me, and ever since I've used your picture as my Tinder profile, I've been more successful.
I love it.
Thank you for your confession. No,
I just wanted to chime in and say when I worked at Xbox, you even saw a lot of these scams, and which is kind of unbelievable, but there's such a susceptibility that these scammers, they just try again and again and again, and they find someone just so hopeful and longing for attention and connection that they make these connections with these people and then just put them on an entirely different path of lies that just gets bigger and bigger and it blows up.
How does that work with an Xbox? How do they get in touch with, or how do they communicate?
Oh, man, it starts all kinds of different ways. It really depends on the game. But essentially any area of the internet where you can connect to other people and chat and have messages, you're susceptible. You have to think about it that way.
I appreciate that. That's so valuable. So if you have any connection out there with anybody that you don't absolutely know who they are, beware.
Yeah, and don't send money or gift cards or anything to anybody that you don't actually know.
Bank called me yesterday and called you within a few minutes. You wouldn't give him any information because you didn't trust it was the bank. I hung up on him.
I don't understand in this day and age how you can call, say that you're with a bank, say that, but then say, okay, and now I need, what are the last four of your social and what's your birthday? And I'm like, I'm not going to give that to you. Are you crazy?
I did the same thing. I said, this is 2020. I'm hanging up now. And I hung up. All right. This show is for real. There are a few things in the world you can trust. This is one of them. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Give us a rating. We're back tomorrow, Friday.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.